Quit Now. Brought to you by the Wyoming Department of Health, paid for by tobacco settlement funds.
Hi, I'm Maren Borsheim.
And Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Right now, qualified homebuyers may receive a mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
Yes, through the Mortgage Rate Relief Program.
It's designed to make buying your primary residence easier and more affordable.
We'll personally help you check eligibility and guide you through the process.
Call First Federal Bank and Trust for all the details or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust, because your home should be within reach. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Flat rate heating and cooling shops often promise big paydays, but the system doesn't always work in the technician's favor. Training isn't paid, paperwork isn't paid, warranty callbacks often aren't paid, and the customer still pays the same flat rate price whether the repair takes 30 minutes or 3 hours, sometimes with questionable warranty coverage. At Lee Heating and Cooling, we don't play those games. Our journeymen and service techs are paid hourly, every hour worked, and customers are billed time and material. Fair labor for honest work. If you're a skilled technician tired of flat rate nonsense, call Lee Heating and Cooling. Built on integrity, paid by the hour.
Every building needs a strong foundation to weather life's storms. Your financial legacy is no different. I'm Susie Garber-Johnson, partner and wealth advisor with Legacy Ridge Private Wealth. We help clients build disciplined, coordinated financial strategies designed to support you today and safeguard future generations. Call 307-655-6870. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, April 30th. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we are joined by the Executive Director of CHAPS Equine Assisted Services, Kristen Marcus. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
How have things been going out there?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. We are so blessed. We actually changed our year up a little bit this year, hoping that it's going to be our absolute best year yet.
Have you changed it up?
Well, last year was incredibly brutal on the staff. So we're very small. We have a staff of 7, and 2 of those are part-timers. The rest of us are in our lane and working full-time. You know, none of us work just 40 hours a week. So
yeah.
Last year was pretty brutal. However, this year we're taking a few more breaks and we're getting, we have one session this summer that's going to be a quote unquote special session. It's only 4 weeks long, but we're going to bring in some groups that we normally wouldn't have time to work with. And then we're giving ourselves the afternoons to work with the horses so that we can, you know, not be 90 to nothing for all year long. But we're really excited about it. And we're in some talks with some outside organizations, even outside of Sheridan County, to come in for those 4 weeks.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Well, I think it's fantastic the way you kind of got that set up is you really pushed for all these programs and to have people come in, get these services. You succeeded in that.
We did.
And now you're looking at your staff going, I got to take care of my people. I got to make sure that they're taken care of as well.
Yeah. So details are very, very hard for me. Like, you have no idea how much details just wear me out.
Yeah.
It is not my forte. I am your big picture girl. I will have plans and dreams for days. But you get me into the details and I'm like, I need a nap.
I need someone else to step in on the details. Yeah.
So I've got an amazing team of both the dreamers and the detail people, which is really great. And we all balance each other out. But last year was the first year where we literally filled everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time in my 11-year tenure that we have filled everything. I mean, there wasn't an open space anywhere.
Wow.
Which is incredible, being that we're Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. So that was a lot. But we served 341 individuals last year, which was also an organizational record. So
fantastic.
It was a lot. we had definite threat of burnout, definite threat of, you know, something's got to change. Mm-hmm. And so we really worked hard this winter to sit down as a team and talk about what we could do to prioritize our cups, because we can't fill from an empty cup, mm-hmm. right? I mean, if we want to help this community, we have to be okay too. So this is the plan that we came up with. And so we have 7-week sessions. And then we're going to have that 4 weeks in the middle of the summer, which will just be specialized groups. And then we're going to be able to work with the horses ourselves for if anybody needs any special training. We've actually got a new horse in driving training. We have an instructor going for her vaulting certification. So we need to train the horses for that. So this is going to give us the time during the nice months,
yeah,
to actually prioritize some of that too. So.
You know, and it's fascinating to me because it's not something that we just think about right. when it comes to other organizations. You have to work with the horses,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that is just as important if, you know, as working with the individuals that you're serving, because the horses are there to serve the people and we got to make sure that those horses are good to go.
Absolutely. We have to set them up for success. So we have to keep up on their training. If we have any bad habits showing up, then we need to make sure that we get those broke. And so, yeah, they have to be at their A game all of the time in order for them to give as well.
So you got to set time aside mm-hmm. to get all of that.
Usually
done.
It's just in the winter, but this year we're going to take some time in the warm months.
Get outside a little bit.
Sometimes it's a little hard to get motivated, you know, when it's 20 below. And yes, we do have heater out at the barn, but it really doesn't work when it's below 20. It just
I don't
doesn't.
Think any heater really does. Yeah. Unless you've got one of those jet heaters.
Now, this winter was pretty nice, you know, fairly mild winter. We were actually able to get a lot done. But.
Well, that's fantastic. And it is a good problem to have. This is
yes.
not a complaint.
No,
at all.
Absolutely
this
not.
This is a great problem to have. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of those situations where you've got to focus on the staff to prevent burnout.
It hasn't slowed us down any. We've already served 129 people this year. That was the first quarter of the year, 129
fantastic.
People.
So you're on record yeah. to kind of break your, uh-huh. you're on track to break your past record.
If we break another record, it'll be the fifth in a row.
That's fantastic, Kirsten.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel when you look at these numbers and you start seeing these goals that you set out and you're just ticking them off? You're like, you know what? We made it.
I'm so proud of my team. Really, truly. They are the absolute best bunch of people. And dedicated to the mission and to the people and the horses. And I just couldn't be more proud of our place in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a growing place in the community.
It is,
well.
Yeah.
And a lot of individuals are finding a sense of peace and belonging out there that they couldn't find anywhere else. And
yeah.
I think that's amazing. What a great cause. Now, for those who don't know, what is the mission of CHAPS?
So our mission is to be a resource for empowerment and healing, as well as physical and mental well-being through equine-assisted services. Well, what does that mean? So at the very core, I like to tell people we connect humans and horses so that humans can learn, grow, and heal. And horses have this incredible ability to affect us physiologically so that we can make those changes to learn, grow, and heal. It's incredible. I think I've talked to you about this before. The heart math study.
The science behind it, yeah.
Yeah, where when you are within 4 to 6 feet of the horse's heart, their electrical field, magnetic field around their heart is powerful enough to overtake ours. Now, you have to be open to it. You can't just close yourself off and it'll still happen. The horse doesn't work that way. But if you're open to it, their magnetic field will overpower ours on around our heart, which will slow our respiratory rate, will slow our heart rate, and that leads to emotional regulation. So then we're able to think, we're able to grow, we're able to take that moment and just heal.
Yeah.
So they're incredible beings, and there's a reason why I've had a horse in my life for my entire life.
You know, and I've talked to you about my father, and he's an older gentleman, 81 years old, and he still works every single day of his life. He's out there bucking bales and doing all kinds of stuff by himself, and the family's not even worried anymore. You know, we're not.
Good.
We're like, you know, the old boy's going to do what he wants to do anyway, and he wants to work. And I think primarily that man is going on in this world because he loves his horses. There's not a day in his life that he's not with his horses.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to see connections here.
His quality of life is exceptional, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. He loves his life. And all he's ever, you know, once he retired, he there's no such thing as retirement in my father's life. But he teaches all the grandkids how to ride.
That's awesome.
And this is so important to him. And this is his real goal in life. And I think he would fit in right out there at Chaps.
You tell him to come on out.
He'd be an ornery old man out there, but he'd sit out there.
We'll be all right.
All right. Now, Chaps' mission is absolutely amazing. It's accomplishing this mission through working with various groups. If you were to say, who's the group you probably work with the most, Kristen, out there?
Last year, 53% of our participants were veterans. So, yeah, we're primarily veteran organization, veteran service organization, which I love all of our participants. I truly, absolutely do. But the veterans have my heart.
Yeah.
I come from a long line of military in my family. I did not have the courage to serve, but I feel truly that my calling now is to serve those who did. And I absolutely love the veterans. They all come in with such stories, you know, but they also come in with such weight, and to be able to see the horses take some of that weight and be able to give them that moment where they can breathe. And then we've been working with the University of Kentucky. I know I've talked to you about this before. We just got our results from our program evaluation for the last 2 years for our veteran program. And I'm so proud, Floyd. We are improving focus in veterans by 61%.
Holy cow.
61%.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who wants to focus on what's going on when you're miserable, right? But if we can get the veterans to a place where they can take that breath, they can say, okay, this isn't so bad, and we can focus on the steps we need to take. 61%. I was absolutely floored and so incredibly grateful. And then we're also improving mood. We're improving engagement. Engagement was like 21% improvement, which, I mean, for a lot of the veterans who come in fairly withdrawn, that's huge.
Yeah, that's really big.
And then we also are reducing anxiety. And we know all of this through the statistical analysis at UK that is with statistical significance and over 95% confidence. So I am just over the moon, happy with these results.
I mean, that's got to be pretty incredible, because it's something that you've always known. It's mm-hmm. It's why you're here, right? It's why you do what you do. But now you've got a university who came in, performed a big study, and they have tangible results.
And for 2 years.
They can put this in front of you and say, look, this is what's going on.
Yep.
What is that? I mean, over the moon is a great description. Mm-hmm. But being able to use that now, look at what we're doing. That's got to be great ammunition.
Yeah, because now I can, without any doubt whatsoever, tell you I have qualifiable, which is our testimonies, data. But now I have the quantifiable data that says this can be replicated. How cool is that?
The power of horses.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's not just words. We can put it into numbers. Now. Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing.
And validated.
Absolutely. By a 2-year study mm-hmm. out of the University of Kentucky.
Yep. And God willing, we're going to keep going for another few years so that we have that longitudinal data as well to see, you know, how long we actually do make a difference.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, yeah, we've got these numbers. This is great, but it's only 2 years. Let's look 5, 10 mm-hmm. years into the future and see if those numbers still stick. Not just with the new veterans coming in, but the veterans who've been coming in.
Yeah.
Does this therapy stick with them for life?
We have a handful who've been with us for years. And their family, you know, they just come in every Thursday afternoon and we can josh with them, we can do whatever, but then we can get to work and then we can be like, all right, how was your week this week? And they'll be like, well, it was a pretty crappy week, but you know, I'm feeling a little better after having been with the horses, or, you know, it was a pretty good week. I think it's going to be able to stay a pretty good week, you know? So to be able to put all of that into the data too is very exciting.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's fantastic. All right, on that, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Tournaments of Knights.
Yes.
This is something that you and I talk about every single year. It's one of my favorite events in town, and it grows a little bit every year. All right, more with CHAPS Equine Assisted Services in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM Sheridan.
I'm Maren Borsheim.
And Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Right now, qualified homebuyers may receive a mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
Yes, through the Mortgage Rate Relief Program.
It's designed to make buying your primary residence easier and more affordable.
We'll personally help you check eligibility and guide you through the process.
Call First Federal Bank and Trust for all the details or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust, because your home should be within reach. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Doug, I think I've got spring fever.
That explains your math.
Buy three tires, get the fourth for a dollar.
That's right.
So basically, summer road trips just got cheaper?
Exactly. Four brand name tires for the price of three.
My car's ready for summer.
Are your tires?
They're still in winter mode, emotionally and physically.
Then it's time, Bob.
A tire sale the wearing way?
The kind that keeps people coming back. Go to wearingsheridan.com or come visit us at 107 East Alger.
Looking for something rock-solid fun this weekend? Don't miss the third annual Sheridan Gem Mineral and Rock Show at the Ramada Plaza, one of the most talked-about rock shows in the state. Explore incredible finds like rough rock, amethyst, fossils, gemstones, stunning handmade jewelry. Crack open your own geode. Bring the kids for interactive fun and treasure hunts. The Sheridan Gem Mineral and Rock Show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Ramada Plaza. Check their ad in this week's Country Bounty for the Sheridan Gem Mineral and Rock Show at the Ramada Plaza.
Hi, this is Sheridan County Commissioner Christy Haswell. We all know Sheridan is the best place in Wyoming to call home. Beautiful parks, fantastic pathways, and great people, all surrounded by rolling hills and the majestic bighorns. I'm asking you to pitch in and help do a little spring cleaning by participating again in this year's Trees for Trash program. It's easy, it's free, and you'll receive a mountain ash seedling for helping out. Just bring your load of trash to the city landfill on East Ridge Road between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Saturday, May 2nd, to get your free tree. Let's all recognize and support this year's Trees for Trash sponsors with a big thank you to U.S. Bank, Waring Chevrolet, Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery, Sheridan County, and of course, the City of Sheridan. Mark your calendar now for Saturday, May 2nd, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the City Landfill for the 2026 Sheridan Media Trees for Trash.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we are speaking with Equine Assisted Services CHAPS Executive Director, Kristen Marcus. Kristen, we're going to talk about the Tournaments of Knights. This is a huge fundraiser,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that, you know, I've talked about wanting to see this be like a weekend Renfest type of deal.
Eventually, that's the goal.
That would be great.
Yeah.
But you're kind of butted up against a couple of big events in
town
we don't want to compete with. So tell us what it is and who they are.
Sure. So the Tournament of Knights, like you said, is the biggest fundraiser that CHAPS puts on all year. It is a one-day Renaissance Fair and Jousting Tournament right now. And this year it'll be July 25th. It is out at the Sheridan Fairgrounds. And what we butt up against is fair. And before that, the Wyoming Junior Rodeo Association. So there's not a whole lot of wiggle room in the schedule at the fairgrounds. And it really is the best venue for us to be at right now. It has the parking, it has the restrooms, it has the grandstands, you know, so it has all of those things that we really need. We've been approached by other venues to move it, to make it, you know, where we could be a 2-day thing. And it just doesn't make sense right now. And we're not even up to 2,000 people through the gates yet. So the amount of work this is for more than one day. So listen, I put in 20 hours on the day of the event
every year.
20
My
hours.
Goodness.
So yeah, it's usually between 5 o'clock in the morning when between 5 and 5:30 in the morning when I get there. And this last year it was 2 o'clock in the morning before we left, because we had to be out before fair started Sunday morning with the cat show, I think, or something like that. Wow. Anyway, so it's a long, long day. And for us to be able to move it to 2 days, it really needs to be worth it.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that, you know, if we can get the numbers through the gate that would justify a 2-day event, we'd absolutely love to do that. But for right now, we're very happy with our 1-day event. And the Knights of Valor come in and they are incredible. So if anyone has seen Full Metal Jousting on the History Channel, or if you haven't, you should. And Shane Adams is the MC guy for Full Metal Jousting. He is a 17-time world champion jouster, world champion jouster himself. And then he's had a couple of accidents where now he is not able to joust himself. Oh, so
poor guy.
What does he do? He trains the next generation. Yeah. And the next generation and the next generation. And he travels all over the country and Canada and does Ren fairs and jousting tournaments all over the North America. And we happen to be one of them. He's such an incredible, amazing human being. He doesn't charge us nearly what he should. And we're really grateful for that, because we couldn't afford him if he did. But he brings in 4 to 5 knights with him that have been trained in full contact jousting.
This is the real thing.
The real deal.
It's so amazing.
This would be like exactly what they did back in the 13th, 14th, 15th centuries when they were literally hitting each other with whittled down trees.
It's amazing to watch.
It is. It's so cool to watch. These guys are wearing 150 to 175 pounds of armor, full body armor, and then some padding, right? So it's hot, it's heavy, and they come out in the middle of the summer and they get knocked off their horses for our entertainment and for us to raise funds for scholarships for participants at CHEPS.
That's amazing. And these scholarships are used every year.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, last year, we ended up dipping into operational funds to keep going because we ran out of scholarship funds last year.
Oh, wow.
We ended up raising $121,000 in scholarship funds, and we actually used $137,000. We did not want to turn anyone away.
Yeah.
So it got a little brutal towards the end of last year. We made it work, but this year we have really been on the offensive going for more and more scholarship funds. And I now have a part-time grant writer, which is incredible. She has been just amazing helping
me. They're godsends,
me.
Are they not? These
yes.
People are amazing.
Yeah. I mean, because I could literally write grants full time, but I'm not able to, because not only do I do that, I am admin, but I'm also boots on the ground and I teach the veterans. That's my why. I have mm-hmm. to be in the arena at least some so that I can continue to have that spark. I hate the admin work, especially the financial.
Yeah.
I'm not a math person. And if I had to do that full time, So I need that time in the arena. And so for her to be there to help me has just been incredible. And so, yeah, we're really on the offensive this year. Thankfully, we have some great local foundations who have been incredible, and they've been upping their gift year after year as we've been able to show them the need. And now that we have the results from these studies for the last 2 years, they're able to confidently up those gifts. One that stands out in my mind for sure is the Seidler Foundation and Carol Mavrakis. She's just been incredible. And so we're really grateful that they're getting on board and helping us with the scholarship funds. But this event is huge. Last year, we raised $26,000 for scholarships, which was literally a month and a half of services. That's it. We had that many people, a month and a half of services for $26,000 in scholarships.
My goodness.
So our goal this year is 30. Come on out, Sheridan County. You can do it.
July 25th.
July 25th.
Are you still looking for vendors?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And we are still looking for some food vendors.
Okay.
We have some turkey legs and we have some meat on a stick. I think it's chicken and beef, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm not the vendor coordinator, but it sounded really cool. And we have some treats and kettle corn and things like that. And we have pizza, of course, but we would love to have a few more food vendors. And we're always looking for unique craft vendors. We have some coming from Ohio.
Wow.
We have some coming from Kansas. Montana, lots of places. So we're really excited to be able to offer a very well-rounded Renaissance or medieval market is what we're calling it. So yeah.
We're going to be able to do the kitty costume contest this year.
You know, it didn't go as well as we wanted to the way we did it last year. So what we did is we had a photo contest booth set up where you take your picture in the background, you tag our social media, and then we have the public vote on it. Because we had 119 people in the costume contest the year before, and it took almost an hour and a half.
Wow.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
And people get a little bored. So we're trying, we want to do the costume contest. We're just trying to figure out what's going
to
work best.
It's going to have to evolve.
Yeah. So if people have ideas, please let us know.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Yeah.
We would love to take their, you know, their ideas and run with it because we're kind of out of ideas.
All right. Now this is happening July 25th. Are tickets on sale now or
May 1st?
May
1st. So tomorrow.
They are going on sale. Folks, this is a fantastic event. You get to go out there, and I'm sorry, because I'm one of them. I think I get to say this. You get to medieval nerd out.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Mean, you really get to go out there. It's a very unique event among all the great events that we actually have here in Sheridan County. This one is one that is really going to stay with you, folks. Plus, every dollar that you give out there is going to go to one of the best causes. Now, before I let you go, there is something that I did want to hit on.
Sure.
There's a program out there. It sounds fairly new. It might not be new. It's something that you brought to my attention. Hope and Healing. Real quick, can you just give me the 2-minute sale on that?
Absolutely. So Hope and Healing is a program that we developed last year. We actually did our pilot last fall. And we're so pleased that it went well. We actually built it into our year this year as a new program. Hope and Healing is for survivors of domestic violence and their children. We run this program for the individuals at the same time we're running it for the children. So there's no need for daycare. There's no need to find a place for you to go while your children are working through things or whatnot. You're working with the horses concurrently. Now, you are separate, so you don't have to worry about what you say in front of your children, and the children don't have to worry about what mommy or daddy are going to think, but they are getting the help that they need with the horses at the same time. Everyone is safe, and if you ever have a problem, of course, you can go in and check on your children. That's not a problem. We have licensed therapists who are in with us to help work out the really hard things, and then we have our equine specialists in there running the activities and whatnot. We have plenty of room in this group, and we know that with the news that came out over the weekend, this was a very timely group to mention. We just want people to know that we are a safe space where you can just, even if you just need to go and love on a horse, there's no pressure. There is absolutely no photos. We don't worry about, you know, we're going to keep you safe. We just want you to know that there is a place where you can take that breath, that you can get support from your peers, from the therapist, from the horses. It is a moment where you can just be. And we know with people who are in fight or flight for so long that even taking that breath can be very, very difficult. So you're supported in that. And we're just hoping that we can help you take a longer breath each day. You know, that you can help settle your system. This program was inspired by a couple of our board members who have been through this. They went through the pilot with us and gave it their stamp of approval. So we are working with the Advocacy and Resource Center, and Compass knows about our programs. And so we just want to get it out into the public that, you know, wherever you are, we will meet you. There's no pressure. There is just the horses and a safe space for you and your children. And the door is open.
I want to thank you so much for what you do in the community, for the major impact that you've made to this organization and the people who need it.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Thank you, my friend. What you do is amazing.
Appreciate that.
I've run out of time with you.
I know.
but I do. I'm very serious when I say that. You make a very serious impact, and the programs that you guys come up with, I'm so glad that this pilot worked out. And there's a lot of people who may just need to come in and hug a horse.
Absolutely.
And so, folks, if you find yourself in that situation, as she said, the door is open. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, when we return, we're going to speak with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Shared.
Ready to level up your career?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, our people are our greatest strength, and we're hiring full and part-time tellers to join our team.
Enjoy great pay, outstanding benefits, and a culture that empowers and supports you every step of the way.
Because at First Federal, we invest in you with the tools, training, and opportunities to grow both personally and professionally.
Take the next step at eFirstFederal.bank and discover a career that truly invests in you.
First Federal Bank and Trust is an equal opportunity employer.
The rodeo is part of who we are. It's our history, our identity. But boy, this is not your granddaddy's rodeo anymore. The YO is bigger, better, and bolder. Larger purses, tougher competition, and a whole lot of family fun. Come for the world champion Indian relay races, high stakes PRCA action, and a warm welcome unlike anywhere else in the world. Get your tickets at SheridanYORodeo.com.
It's the 110th anniversary of PO News in downtown Sheridan, and that can only mean one thing. A big old party with all their friends. May 9th, from 4 to 8 p.m., they'll be partying in the street with their famous Sheridan beer brewed by Gruner Brothers Brewery, cigar pairings, food from PO News, and live music by Jeannie Lee and The Reckoning. Put on your party shoes and head on down. It's the 110th anniversary of PO News, May 9th. Sponsored in part by First Northern Bank and Sheridan Media.
Got plans Saturday? Now you do. Head out to Heartland Kubota's open house from 9 to 3. Get behind the wheel of a Kubota for a test drive. Think you've got mean skills on an excavator? Prove it on the Excavator Time Skills Test. Plus score exclusive savings, financing, giveaways, door prizes. And yes, there's a lot of food. Whether you're working the land, tackling projects, or just love tractors and equipment, this is your day. It's the 30th anniversary. Heartland Kubota open house Saturday, 9 to 3.
What if your night out felt like stepping inside a work of art?
Join us for Soiree, the Sage Gala, on May 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. at the YO Theater. Expect the unexpected.
Live art unfolding before your eyes, music that moves you, curated cocktails, and a crowd that's ready to celebrate creativity.
This isn't just an event, it's an experience.
Tickets are available now through the YO Theater.
Soiree, the most indulgent and elegant night in Sheridan.
Members of Range Telephone Cooperative are invited to attend the 73rd annual meeting Saturday, May 2nd at 11 a.m. at Sundance High School Auditorium in Sundance. In-person attendees will be eligible for a variety of door prizes, including a $1,000 grand prize. Now remember, return your registration and ballots today. They look forward to seeing the members during the 73rd annual meeting of the members of Range Telephone Cooperative Incorporated on Saturday, May 2nd at 11 a.m. in Sundance.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. First thing apart this morning, I'm joined by Buffalo Chamber of Commerce Board President Candace Christensen and Board Member Maggie Boydston. Good morning, ladies, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, how's everything going on over there in Buffalo right now at the chamber? Go ahead and pull that microphone nice and close to you. Speak right down the pipe. Thank you. A little closer. You got to be kind of right on top of it. There you go. All right, how's everything going in Buffalo?
It's going great down there. We're really building up our memberships and just getting into the community and trying to do what we can for all our local businesses to help them strive and thrive.
How long have you been out there?
So I've been in Buffalo for 5 years, but current president since December.
And are you a business owner there in town?
I am a business owner in town.
What do you own?
So I own Creekside Family Fun Center, the mini golf, and then we're currently renovating Duffy's Bluff to be open in May, mid-May.
Now, Max, I know you, you were a business owner.
I did. I was. I co-owned Java Jane's Coffee and Donuts, but I learned that 14-hour days, 6 days a week is not a sustainable thing for a working mother.
Yeah.
I've been blessed to work at the Buffalo Bulletin on and off for the last 6 years, and as a chamber member, they encouraged me to join the board, and I'm very happy in both situations.
Right on. How's everything going over there at the Bulletin?
Fantastic. Putting out a great newspaper every week. The newspaper group's expanded a bit in this last year with 8 new newspapers coming under the wing. So, you know, got to make sure. I always wanted to help people tell their stories. That's my mm-hmm. educational background. And doing marketing as their marketing director, that's how I help make that happen. Help fund all the journalists doing their work and bringing the local news to our community.
You got a good team over there, my
friend. We really do, absolutely.
I've had the opportunity to speak with a couple of them at a couple different events. And intelligent individuals. It's a good new budding crew that I've seen in there.
New's the key word, man.
They're great at kind of an old.
I miss working with an old salt like you, but now I get to be the old salt.
I'll say, you know, but the thing of it is, they really kind of gave me my lift up.
Absolutely. You know, I mean? That's why I came back, man. I took a couple of years away and I realized, you know, Buffalo is my home. That's where mm-hmm. I'm putting down roots. My kid thinks she's from there.
And that's good with you.
I didn't want to move away, so I came back, and luckily it was a good fit, and now I'm getting to grow professionally and do work in my community.
How do you like being on the board at the chamber?
I love it. It's great to, you know, be in on have, most people can't do things like that, volunteer their time.
Yeah.
When they're, you know, working shift work.
Gotta stay objective as well. Yeah.
Well, that too. I will physically pantomime wearing my work hat versus wearing my chamber hat. Yeah. So sometimes I'll have to recuse myself from a vote or something like that because I want to stay neutral. But overall, I think it's a great way to connect the board with information that, you know, may or may not be, you know, you want to make sure that you don't share any information that isn't already published. But, you know, just being able to kind of guide decision making without saying the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Speaking of the chamber, you guys have got an event going on. What is the Red, White, and West 250 celebration, and how is Buffalo taking part in that?
So we've have a joint committee that we've had since around January, and we've been working really hard on scheduling a bunch of events to come through to just really help Buffalo have a thriving 4th of July celebration. The most exciting thing is we've booked a headliner concert with Cole Goodwin, a new and up-and-coming country artist who's currently touring with Zach Top, and he's done Luke Bryan and several other things. So that'll be a really exciting concert for us. The Man in Tan will be opening it along with one other group that we haven't quite solidified yet. But it's a full, almost two-day celebration, Friday starting with a hole-in-the-wall documentary at the Buffalo Movie Theater. Sponsored by the Johnson County Tourism Association. At 9 a.m., we'll start a parade. 10 starts the parade, I'm sorry. 11 o'clock, we have a 1.776 run walk with the YMCA. 11, a classic car show. We have a history walk and ribbon cutting. And then 3 will be barbecue food trucks, contest games over at Brzezinski Park with bouncy houses. Another hole in the wall that evening. And then the concert will start around 4 p.m. over in Brzezinski Park. And the tickets can be purchased through yotheater.com. And we would really like to thank Sheridan Media for being such a major sponsor in this event with us.
Now, when you look at this, a 250th anniversary of our nation, let me ask why this is such a significant moment to little communities like Buffalo.
Well, it gives us an opportunity to reflect on our history. Johnson County is just so rich in history from, obviously, we have the Hole in the Wall documentary from the Johnson County Cattle Wars. Obviously, we haven't been around for 250 years, but, you know, in the 100 plus, 150 plus that we've been there, you know, we have some true salt of the earth Americans.
Yeah.
Our town and our county is very patriotic, and this is just a great opportunity for them to get out, show that vibe, that patriotism that they hold very dear, and have a good time while they're doing it.
I'll tell you what, I saw the trailer for that documentary, and holy cow, the production value of this thing.
They did a nice job.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. Like, I was a bit taken back. I was like, you know, how did this slip under the radar?
Yeah. So
for so long.
So I'm actually the vice chair of the Johnson County Tourism Association as well. And so we were a big part of that process in bringing that. So when we originally thought about doing that, it was to do some marketing points. But the richery was so, the history was so rich there that he just went with a full on documentary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be amazing. I see it hit Netflix or something sometime in the future.
Easily.
It's amazing. Yeah,
easily.
It's amazing. So if you haven't seen it, this is a great opportunity to come out and see it for free. So.
Absolutely. Is it out there now?
It'll be out at that 4th of July, the evening of. So Friday, I believe the showing's at 6 p.m. I don't know if that's been confirmed yet, but if you follow the Facebook pages, they'll put official listings on there.
I'll tell you what, folks, you want a nice local history documentary of a high production value. And one of the coolest parts about these is when you're sitting there watching this trailer and you're like, I know them. Mm-hmm. I know them. And you're looking at them going, yeah, I want to talk to them too. I want to talk to that person too. And you start seeing this story that so many Westerns have kind of borrowed from through history. Mm-hmm. You know, the Johnson County Cattle War, the Hole in the Wall, Butch Cassidy, all this great history right there in Little Johnson County. It just kind of blows your mind.
All of these stories have to come from somewhere, and we're just blessed enough to be from where they're from.
That somewhere, right? All right, now, these celebrations sound like they're going to be pretty dang fun. How is the chamber working with local businesses to try and kind of get them out and about and involved?
So we started off with sponsorships for the concert, giving them an opportunity to have some marketing available to them through sponsoring and getting this booking done. And then also just the participation from events that they want to throw. We're offering vendor booths out there where they can come and put their businesses on live there. All the alcohol, like Beer Garden, all of that stuff will be locally sourced from the businesses within Buffalo. Most of the food will be locally sourced, so all the food trucks are Buffalo owners. So just keeping it very, very local and just helping give these businesses an opportunity to get in there and gain from the tourism that we're hoping to bring in for this.
And speaking of tourism, you guys have the Longmire Days events every year.
Uh-huh.
It fills that town. So this town is not used to having a bunch of people kind of come through.
July's going to rock Buffalo. We're going to have that. We're going to have Longmire, and then comes rodeo after. So
it's going to be incredibly busy there.
Yep.
Now, when we look at that, are you really hoping that this has a big impact?
Absolutely.
On that tourism? And I would ask, what is Johnson County, since you sit on the board, travel and tourism and the chamber, kind of combining forces to get this word out, you know, maybe even beyond the Cowboy State?
Yep.
We're going to reach up into Montana. We're going to the Dakotas. We're going New York, L.A. Tell me about it.
That's exactly it. So we're hoping to use a lot of the geofencing that actually Sheridan Media has available to reach out to the people that are sitting in South Dakota, those areas, North Dakota, the Black Hills, right? Because it's only a 2 or 3 hour drive. So if they could drive that way and hit a good concert for a couple hours, spend the night in Buffalo and then head back out to their festivities, that's kind of the thought behind bringing in a good headliner so we can really push the tourism into Buffalo. Because Buffalo is not known for having a great 4th of July situation. Like, they just haven't been. People usually travel outside of Buffalo
mm-hmm.
to go to other places. So we're trying to bring back that tradition back. So
I feel like the JCTA and the chamber works hand in hand in this.
Very much so.
The JCTA reaches out, and then the chamber is, you know, the catcher here in town to make sure that we have we can support the businesses so that they can serve those people who are visiting, in addition to our locals.
Now, when it comes to folks there in Buffalo, maybe some folks down in KC, I mean, because the Hole in the Wall is right over the hill.
Oh, KC's got some great events happening this
Absolutely.
Year, too.
Absolutely. So let's talk about opportunities that some citizens, some residents can get involved in. Do you guys need volunteers or anything like that? Are you setting anything up?
Absolutely. Volunteers are always welcome. We also have the opportunity to march in the parade, the small fee to get involved with that. And so we can just all get out there and, you know, if you want to have a float, that sort of thing. It's an election year, so I imagine there will be some of our candidates signing up to be a part of that as well.
Now, when it comes to the businesses getting involved, of course, there's sponsorship opportunities, food truck opportunities, things like that. How can you know, another type of business, let's say an antique store or a sporting goods place, maybe they want to get involved somehow. How can they join it?
So what we've done this year is base the celebrations right around the downtown area so that we can make sure we're driving all the traffic down to those business entities. So just encouraging them to be open during those times, right, when we have our anticipated travel groups in. So they have the opportunity just to have their doors open and have the flush of traffic that we're going to be bringing in, because we'll be blocking off almost the whole, I think it's six city blocks from Brzezinski Park all the way down to Main Street. So everyone will be centralized in that hub of area. So just great opportunities for them to have a really great traffic flow through there that day.
All right. Now, one more time. When is all of this going to be taking place?
So this will start the evening, July 3rd, with the Hole in the Wall documentary. And then the festivities will officially start 10 a.m. with the parade all the way through the 4th of July until 10 p.m. at night when the concert ends. And the following morning, Sunday morning, Creekside Family Fun Center will be hosting a pancake feed in Crazy Woman Square with church services after.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, you guys are also kind of the force behind the farmer's market. Is that, when does that kick off?
So those will kick off Memorial Day weekend?
The first Wednesday in June was right after Memorial Day weekend. So
what does it take to set that up, Max?
Oh, just we have a wonderful volunteer that helps coordinate with the vendors. You know, the vendors communicate with her, pay their weekly booth fee, and just come down to the Crazy Woman Square and get set up.
Are you guys all full on that?
There's always room for more. It's a great space and there's great parking, so plenty of opportunity. We'd love to see more, you know, farmers, but it's a great maker's market.
Yeah.
Lots of local craftsmen come down, put out some nice fabric goods, leatherwork, pickles, anything you can think of, baked goods. It's really a fun time.
Hey, I'll admit, the last farmer's market I was at, I bought some pickled peas, and I'd never had a pickled pea before, and now I'm addicted to it. So, I mean, holy cow, things were amazing.
You thought camels were an expensive habit, but
Exactly. All right, so you don't have to be from Johnson County to join into that farmer's market, right?
No, we have people come down from Sheridan County. We have people come over from over the mountain from Washakie and Bighorn counties on occasion. As long as we get you set up before Wednesday, it's something you can be a part of.
Now, the Buffalo Chamber itself has kind of been rebuilding over the past couple of years. So tell me how folks can get involved if they're like, you know what, I'm seeing this, I want to be part of it. How do they get involved with the Buffalo Chamber if they're not already?
I think one of the biggest things is just giving us another shot and see what we have to offer out there. We've revamped our whole membership packet to where we're offering more benefits. Signing up to be a member is a huge, huge support for the chamber. Like I said, there's always volunteer positions. We're always looking for new board members. We're always open and receptive to any kind of information or anything that you want to glean towards us. If what you feel like we're doing is right or wrong, I mean, we're open to any of that, right? So
my favorite thing is when people come and visit our office downtown. You're kind of the concierge of Buffalo. You know, if people mm-hmm. don't already know, this is our opportunity to share with them. Go visit Mountain Meadow Wool. Go visit the Sports Tour. We have wonderful merchants and wonderful craftspeople in our town. And if you want to volunteer, by all means, come on down to our office, work with us, get up and running, because you're the ambassador of our town.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Now, I will say, some people might look at Mountain Meadow Wool and they're like, well, it's a wool factory. But the fact of the matter, they have a whole tour.
Yeah. They have a whole tour. They're, farm to fiber. It comes all the way from local. Yeah, they're one of the few wool mills in our country, and they work from the raw material all the way to wearables. They've expanded their wearables line, so it's not like, oh, I don't knit, oh, I don't crochet, I can't do anything with it. No, you can go down there, you can get fine quality clothing, you can get housewares. It's just a great experience to go visit them.
And it's one of those situations where you think, oh, I'm going to go in there and just kind of see, you know, some product. But no, they're like, hey, we got a full tour. We've got a little quiz you can take after, and it's a really fun experience.
Yeah, animals you can pet and feed.
Well, so many of us, I'm in my 40s, and I feel like the younger generations have almost been divorced from the producer experience.
Yeah.
And ag production is just such a major economic mover for us in Johnson County. This is kind of a great way to be a showcase on what does that mean to the consumer? Mm-hmm. What does that mean to the person who is spending money in our county? And just being able to have that bridge is a huge asset to our community.
So a lot of effort went into getting this big event.
Cole, you are going to love this show. Cole Goodwin is fun. You want to talk. He's young, he's up and coming, but he's got a lot of, the, you know, you listen to him, you feel that, you know, great classic country, whether it's a ballad, it's got finger picking, it's got steel guitar, fiddle. It's just fun. You can either, you know, do a nice slow dance with your honey, or you can get down there and jam. It is just a good, it's going to be a great show.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, up and comers. I went to an up and comer when I was at the University of Wyoming. In a rainstorm, I got to see this brand new country star gave a free concert named Luke Brown. And he was brand new at the time. Nobody knew who he was. So we just set a stage up and we all went out there and we had a really good time that day. So I'm here to tell you, you never know who you're watching up on that stage. Ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. It was an absolute pleasure. I'd love to see the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce more often if we could. I think, having you guys in here, giving us an update maybe once a quarter or something, I think that'd be fantastic.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. We'd love to.
Great. All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Maren Borsheim with First Federal Bank and Trust.
And I'm Nicole Pierce. Buying a home just got more affordable.
With the Mortgage Rate Relief Program, qualified buyers may receive an interest rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That could mean lower monthly payments on your primary residence.
If your household income qualifies, we'll walk you through everything.
Call us for all the details at First Federal Bank and Trust or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust, helping you get home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kayla Carr with Sheridan Honda. Are you road trip ready? Take advantage of our spring service special and get more for your money this travel season. Save $150 on our spring car care package that includes an oil change, engine and cabin air filters, new wiper blades, and a four-wheel alignment. Enjoy the freedom to get up and go with confidence all season at Sheridan Honda. Call or go online to schedule today at Sheridan Honda and Power Sports.
Okay, Saturdays in Sheridan just got more useful. Synergy Shop and Minion's open house is every Saturday from 11 to 2 with serious shop space for your RV, boat, trailer, and business. Big doors and high ceilings for lifts or storage. Come walk through, take a look, and see what you can do with it. Donna Garland with Sheridan Realty Associates built and designed these units, and she'll be on site to open every door and answer every question. Synergy Shop and Minion's on East Rich Roads just past Coca-Cola.
The Sheridan Media Online Marketplace is now open through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, it's your chance to score big local savings. Hungry? Need a night out? Tackling a project? Looking to treat yourself? Start here at SheridanMedia.com. Save up to half what you'd normally pay on local restaurants, entertainment, health services, hardware, and a lot more. Now, if you spot something you love, click it, buy it, done. Sheridan Media Online Marketplace, open now through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at SheridanMedia.com.
This announcement brought to you by Farmers Co-op Country Store on Coffeen Avenue, home of ethanol-free premium fuel.
Join us for the first annual Delta Waterfowl Fundraising Banquet happening May 9th at the Sheridan Fairgrounds. Doors open at 5:30 with dinner served at 7. Enjoy a night of family fun, conservation, and community featuring gun raffles, live and silent auctions. Tickets are available in advance or at the door. Contact Frosty Music at 751-0141 or visit deltawaterfowl.org to get yours today.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM, KROE.
KROE, Sheridan.